Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, Jude.
Sorry?
Jude, you leave my bell alone, isn't it?
Oh.
It's not a bell, it's a piece of art, thank you.
Oh, God. I do beg your pardon. I've just been up shopping with the wife. I wondered if I could have a cup of coffee.
Hey?
A cup of coffee?
Yeah, you can have a cup of coffee, yeah. So what sort of coffee would you like?
Well, I'd just like one with milk, please. Okay. And you can froth it up a bit, you know, frothy cup. Margaret, you want a cup? She'll have a coffee, you know, please.
Two coffees?
Yes, please.
What, just normal coffees?
Yeah, just a coffee, a milk coffee, a filter coffee.
Well, I'm afraid we don't do that.
Oh.
No, we don't do normal coffee. We do, it's all on the board there, mate.
What's that, a decaf?
Kakabaka wing tong.
A kakabaka wing tong.
A chickawaka wampum.
I don't know whether I'd like that.
Well, you will like it, mate.
Made with yak's milk and soya what?
Soya beans.
Soya beans.
Baked beans.
I'll have one with baked beans.
I'll have one with baked beans.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute, please.
Margaret, have you got a baked bean one?
Okay.
You'll give it a try.
Well, I'm just shoveling the coffee in there. This is a specialist coffee. This is all the way from
Heinz
and Eaton. It's from Eaton.
Oh, God.
So it will worth a load of money, this coffee.
Well, thank you for showing us, because we've come up to London. We don't get up. We come up for the sales.
Yeah.
We don't get
up for
this
the sales. Yeah.
For not so much now.
Right. Well, I just keep spooning this coffee into this thing here. And what you'll see here is I'm actually making this coffee in a boat made out of newspaper.
Oh, is that all the rage?
Yeah,
is
it's
it?
An artistic installation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's doing it in a piece of paper, Margaret. It's artistic information.
Yeah, that's right. And I know this coffee, what I'm shoveling in here, just looks like it's come out of a nice cafe jar.
Yeah.
But it isn't.
Okay.
Okay, it's something else.
And the beans look like they come out of a can, is that?
Yeah, that's right. They look like they come out of a can, but they... I don't know what you think you're looking at, mate, but they are not coming out of a can. They're coming from somewhere else, and I'm just keeping them in this
can.
Well,
I'll give
just
it a try.
Just storage.
Yeah, okay, let me try
that. There you go, there's that for you. And what sort of milk is it you wanted?
You don't do cow's milk, or...
Oh, God, well, I can do cow's milk, yeah, but
it's
what, wouldn't you like some of the other options I've got on the board?
Yeah, I'll have some of that North London Islington Pregnant Lady milk, please.
Okay, all right, then. I know this looks like a bottle... Of Unigate.
Yeah.
Right, but it isn't. It's
koala
out of that
milk.
Girl's chit over there.
Oh, okay.
She just seeps it in.
Thanks,
there.
Love.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Let me try that.
Oh,
just give it a try, Margaret.
Oh, could you mind for giving me £7 for it before you just drink?
£7?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
£7.
Can you get a move on, please?
Sorry.
We've got a few people coming out of the jar.
Yeah, let me try it.
Okay. It is a bit hot, yeah, because we've used super boiled water from the States.
It's,
you like it, yeah?
It's mank.
Okay, well, move along, please. Thank you. Your taste buds aren't refined enough to deal with what we're dishing out here.
We're going, Margaret. We're going.
Okay, clear off.
And scene. Now, that's... Let that be a warning.
Yeah, it's a warning, another warning. I mean, Barry, you don't get to London that often.
I don't
get
to London very often. I tried coming up with Mark the other
come
the
up
week.
With the sales, isn't it?
Yeah, come up with the sales, all fine. But the man, we got on the train, the man demanded to see my wife's oyster. I said, don't be so disgusting, filthy bastard. No, that must be a warning.
It's a warning.
I don't come up to London.
So you don't know the ways of the Londoners. And, you know, it's very expensive to own a shop here.
Yes, it is.
And so what you will find is people will try and take you to the cleaners. You know, serve you cups of coffee in, like, folded up newspaper boats and charge you through the nose for it, you know?
They would have you believe it's all the rage.
Oh, they would have you believe.
They'd have you believe that
this is...
It's
new fad from LA.
This is what they have in Bolivia. Or,
this is what all the stars
this is all,
drink.
All their dream,
this is what Piers Morgan's drinking this, now.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They'd have you believe that this is what Fred Dinage is drinking.
Right,
all the
right.
top
Oh, yeah. This is what Lorraine Kelly drinks now.
Yeah. And if you're from the suburbs like me, you don't know
you don't
much.
Know, do you?
You know, where, frankly, a croissant is...
Oh, yeah, it's
you
quite
know,
a giant, isn't it?
It?
Yeah,
Clear
it's like a bit of ostrich steak, that is, isn't it?
You come out London and they're selling you all this muck. Might be... Don't be fooled for a second.
No, don't be.
Please
don't
send
be.
Off for our information pack or go to www.don'tbefooledbylondontrendywankers.com.
But if you're outside the UK, just say .com. So I hope that's helped one or two of you out there.
If it can just stop one person from coming up. I mean, my brother-in-law, Brian, you know, Brian Statham, he came up here the other week and he went up Covent Garden.
It's
Neil's Yard, it's organic.
All the cheese shops and
all that.
All the clothes.
He come back. Yeah. He'd had all his clothes taken off. He's come stumbling back to Watford. He had a banana shoved up his arse. And someone had taken the trouble to draw all round his nipples.
Yeah.
He'd had all his hair shaved off.
What did they tell him?
Apparently that's an organic Middle Eastern ritual.
To nick their clothes.
He'd had all his so he come in the local pub and said, everyone goes, Brian, what the
what
hell has
you?
Been going on? He goes, oh no, it's all the rage up in up London.
Been up London, you know. He's been up London.
They've
had all his clothes off him.
You know. Margaret's sister-in-law.
Who'd probably be
my sister. My sister.
Your sister, yeah.
She went up Islington Way.
I remember that, yeah.
Do you remember she come back and they'd convinced her to saw her own legs off?
I do remember
in
that.
In aid of Nicaraguan peace movement.
Yeah, she did that at the side of the road, didn't she?
Yeah.
She got a trestle table.
She got a trestle table and they said, you get an organic trestle table, saw your own legs off.
You donate them to.
Yeah, and she said, you saw this is right. Oh, you evil capitalist. You're not going to do
it. That's right. And she said, where will my legs be going? I said, well, we'll be feeding them to the endangered animals in Africa.
If that's the way they do it in London.
And they just left it there, did they? Say, you know, she said, how am I getting home? And, they said, well, that's not really a problem. And that's London for you.
That's London, so be very careful. If you come back and you finally decide you've gone back to, rugby or Northampton,
you've
had a day at Peterborough, down out in London, and you find you've got just a couple of stumps.
Yeah, no,
and your nips have been.
No way of getting home, and
a tropical fruit shoved up your bumhole. You may well have been
to
turned
London.
Over.
Because you know, my mate, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny for, Baxter.
Yeah, Johnny, yeah. Because he comes from, you know, comes from the sticks. Yeah. Yeah, he's like...
Very wet behind the ears.
He's very wet behind the ears, that one poor bugger. Right, and I'm always worried about him because I think, oh, God, if he ever goes to London...
Oh, Christ.
You know, he's in trouble. Of course he is. So he goes down to London and he sort of pitches up in Oxford Street, you know. And, like, then you know them shops they've got?
Like a sort of perfume, and I'll
roll up, roll up. You spend a pound with me. You spend a pound with me. And I'm like, Johnny's down there.
I'll tell you where it's come from. It's come off the back of a lorry.
That's why I come off the back of a lorry. Yeah. Now, look, I'm not saying this stuff is stolen, but don't ask me where I got it from.
Yeah, that's all that stuff. All that I'll carry on.
Anyway, Johnny, poor old Johnny, come back with like three or four bin liners of this stuff. You know, this mark what they were selling
in Oxford Street,
and thinking he's bought perfume, and they said there's an Xbox in here, right? Aren't you worried, mate? There's an Xbox in here, there's bottles of perfume, Chanel, there's a keys to a Lamborghini as well, which is parked round the back, and that, you know. And he's always thought, wicked, you know, all these bags cost me a pound, you know. Yeah. And anyway, he gets around the corner and he sort of flings them on the floor, thinking, oh, what have I got here? And he opens them up. It's just full of offal.
And what? And he thought it was Louis Vuitton. It turned out it's the innards of a pig.
It's all pigs in it. It's a shame.
Well, it was the same with my Margaret.
Likes offal, so he
it was a boon.
You know, because he paid a pound for all these guts and that, and he was happy with that.
But certainly that
could have gone terribly wrong for him.
I mean, certainly that offal has never been paraded down the catwalk in Milan.
No.
My Margaret...
You can't play Call of Duty 3 on it either.
Well, this is the same with my Margaret. Before Christmas, we were up Oxford Street, we were taking in a show.
Oxford Street.
We went to see Wicked.
The green one.
The green one. Yeah. And we went down, halfway down Oxford Street, we'd had some noodles in one of them MSG parlours.
They spoon it in.
And we come up, it's okay, so going, all the old blarney, all the old cockney going, oh, hey, ladies, roll up. I'm not giving it away. I'm not saying £10, I'm not saying £8, I'm saying £5 for this perfume.
Who wants
that? He's got a whole bag full of it. I'll tell you what, this is Paco Rabanne. Yeah, one, it's Elizabeth Arden. You want to go up, I can even do it. You go up, Selfridges, this is going to cost you 40, 50, 60 quid. Yeah. £5, she's got it, Barry, get me money out.
Yeah, fling a
great big bag of this stuff. Yeah. She gets home, she dead. She stabs a bit behind her ear.
Oh,
it's a fucking pig's innard.
Is it?
Hanging off behind her ear, and it didn't smell nothing like Elizabeth Arden.
It just smells like rotting flesh, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I said, well, are you sure? She said, I'll dab it round under her chin. She had blood hanging off her chin.
Oh, shit, like a walking dead.
Yeah, and she said, are you sure?
But the thing is, they get you because the bottles just look so real. Them bottles they put it in just look so real, and that when you dab it onto your hand and it's all like peace blood and that and awful, that's when you start to smell a rat and you think, oh, I've been taken to the cleaners.
Yeah. And then we went to, you know, my uncle, Barry.
Yes.
Harry.
Harry.
My uncle Harry, who lives out Stainsway. Yeah. We went out there for Christmas Day. Ever so nice it was. We all sat
beautiful stains that time of year.
We sat down the table all nice. All the spreading on the Scotch eggs on there. Rice Krispies a lot. Iceland platter. Arctic roll. Funny for a starter. But we all sat down all that. And it's, oh, hello, the family, all that. How are you, my grandson was there, Jake, who was there. He brought his girlfriend all night. Turned around and Margaret, she's covered head to foot in the innards of a pig. And she'd gone mad.
Someone bought her that for Christmas. So, in a bottle.
Well, it seemed rude to turn it down.
Yeah, no, exactly. So she's like, I know, because she told me all about it. She said, I open up this like, present Christmas Day under the tree, like this beautiful bottle of Elizabeth Arden. That's what she says. And I thought, well, that must have been beautiful, Margaret, for you to get that for Christmas.
Christmas.
She said, I was over the moon because I've been saying to Barry for years,
get
I want to
some
buy it.
Some Smithies.
He's turned up with it. And she said, no, it wasn't Barry. It was Harry. Danes. He bought it. Mm. And she said, and I was over the moon. And then so I thought, right, I've really got to chat with this stuff. And I just flung it all over my skin, all over my face, head, and foot like that. And she said, it was only when I looked in the mirror that I realised I was covered in pig's blood.
It looked like there'd been a terrible accident on the A40 on the way there.
What a terrible shame for her.
Well, it is. And for that reason alone, I will not go to any of that lot in Oxford Street.
No, it's not worth it no more, is it?
It's not worth it.
It's a racket.
It's a racket. I mean, if you want...
That's
what you want. If you want to turn up at a post in a party with a pig's bumhole hanging off your ear,
well then go there.
Go there.
Go
why
there.
Not?
Spend a pound with them.
They won't tell you that's what it is.
No, but if that's what you know you're getting, then who cares?
So that's. But talking of beauty.
Oh, yes.
Talking of makeup, cosmetics,
smellies,
etc. I don't know whether you saw, but in the Daily Mail online, this is fascinating. Let's have a look. Huda Katten, you might have seen this in today. Huda Katten?
Who's that?
From Dubai.
Oh, right.
Posted, this is true, a 30-second tutorial on her Instagram on how to achieve flawless contours on your face using a simple household tool. And this watches.
Sellotape.
And you have a look in the Daily Mail. Okay. It says you can achieve, I kid you not, the look of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, right.
And basically you do the contours of your face.
Yeah.
Give it a go. I mean, I don't know what you can create with that.
Have a look here.
Well,
I'm going to have a go
at this
now.
I'm going to shut my eyes. I'll turn this way. You get going with that.
Right, here we go. Hold on a minute. Let me pull some of that off.
Yeah.
Stick that on there.
And I think what you do is you put it on your face and then you can put a little bit of makeup on the top, but it will stretch.
Give a bit more here.
Tell me when I can look.
Hold on a minute, please.
There we go. Oh.
Okay, take a look at that, please.
Where's Angelos gone?
Hello?
Oh, my giddy godfathers.
Hello?
It's not... Who is it?
Well, I mean, have a look. I'm staring you in the face.
Is it
Courtney Cox Arquette?
Courtney Cox Arquette sitting opposite me.
Yeah, exactly. Well done. What I've done is I've just raised...
Enhanced.
Yeah, I've enhanced. Well, I've got rid of a lot of my neck fat.
Yeah, fat.
And pushed that behind my ears.
Good God.
You see? And then I've got all my face fat and stuck that right into my nose.
Bloody hell. That is extraordinary.
You have a go. Go on.
I'm going to have a go out here. Let's have a go. I mean, you do look... If they ever bring back Friends...
I could probably get on it.
With the aid of a decent script and Ryman's, you could probably get...
Sponsored by Ryman's.
Right, don't look.
I'm not looking.
What's it? No.
I'm not looking. I'll turn my head away.
I can't really speak terribly well. Hold on. That's got it. One little bit more.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Ed.
Oh,
look, it's in there. Who do you say that is?
Barry. I mean, am I talking to Barry?
You might be, or you
might be talking to Sammy Davis Jr. That is just unbelievable. You've even got his glass eye.
Yeah, I've got the look. What's one of his shows? It's impossible.
Sandman, Candyman. My gosh, it's like being in the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas in 1950s. Who's that? Off of there. And we've got Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Himself.
It's remarkably versatile, well, isn't it?
Don't spend upwards of 20, 30 pence on cosmetics in Oxford Street.
Or £200,000.
Or 200,000.
You know, cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
Come on, go down Rhymes, get yourself a roll of sellotape and see what you can do in a mirror.
I mean, some of them stars, the money they spend on doing it,
it's not loads of money, isn't it?
There's a way. Running for old Rogue. Like all the bit, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
He's had all sorts of...
He's had it all done, hasn't he?
And if you push all that together and shove it in your face, hey, Presto, Jackie Stallone.
Yeah, that's it. You know, just put
them on willy-nilly.
Because them doctors that do that, you know, they can charge what they like, can't they?
Rearrange
people's faces in that way, you know. But you know this junior doctor strike going on at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Isaac Hospital Porter.
Yeah, I remember. Northwick Park.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I was just pushing a gurney around, trying to make myself look busy, you know, because it was coming towards the end of my shift. Mm. And they said, an Angela tapped me on the shoulder, I was just going up the corridor and that. And they said, Angela, listen, mate, can you come in here? Because your junior doctor's supposed to be in here doing this, triple bypass thing, but he's not here because on strike. Any chance you could do it?
Yeah.
I said, how hard can it be, you know? It's not, and it isn't, you know? I said, if you've got Google, and if you've got YouTube, and you've got some sort of tutorial video...
And you're good with your hands.
Yeah, I'm very good with my hands.
Common sense.
You see my erotic art.
I have seen it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just went in there and I cut a few pipes and got that saw and cut through the bone.
The bone.
And about 45 minutes later, I'd done it. Yeah. Now, apparently that operation takes anywhere up to 8 hours.
Ooh.
But I was in and out of there in 45 minutes, you know.
But that's
this is where the resources are getting misspent, I think, because they're spending too long doing this stuff.
Well... You know what? That's what they have to do. It's the same with the tube strike and all that, don't they? The big wigs, they panic, don't they?
Yeah.
All the managers have to come in.
That's it.
I mean, remember when I was doing baggage at Heathrow? British Airways went on strike. People have spent money. APTA were up in arms.
We can't get these planes out. We can't get people flying.
Oh, what are we going to do? Barry, I was on my break, I was at Burger King.
You're having a burger.
Geezer comes up to me, one of the top managers, Barry, what are we going to do? I said, mate, keep me out of it.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to fly a plane. I know you want me to. He goes, look, Barry, I'll give you a double bubble.
What are you going to do?
I was on a 737.
£12 an hour.
£12 an hour is given me. I was in a cockpit. I got the old throttle going, pulled the old choke out.
That's right, yeah.
I reversed it, you know.
You know, because you give you free drinks on that flight. Oh, didn't I?
Free drinks? I pissed out my head halfway across France.
Yeah, well, you just keep, because you're a pilot, you keep asking for more and more and that.
Bing, bang.
Yeah.
Hello, there's a load. We will be flying.
To Sri Lanka.
Up high, Sri Lanka. This is your captain.
I think that's where we're going.
I think that's where we're going.
What he says here, anyway.
Do you know what? It's a bit of common sense.
No, it is. Them things fly themselves. Because I was working at that. I was at NASA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was working.
Well, you've been there for a long time.
I was there for a long time. I was, like, they had me there filling the coat machine and that. Yeah. But I always knew that I was capable of a lot more, you know, than doing that.
We're having a little bit of trouble with the guys up there. What can we do? Who can we turn to?
Well, no, what had happened was, because it was, you know, they get funny over there about stuff, and the, like, the people land the aircrafts on, dock the aircrafts to the space station. Yeah.
Yeah,
they've gone out of strike because
of
terms and conditions and pay and all that stuff.
That,
and they said, Angela, fell on a cog machine but we're short staffed here and we need somebody to duck this spaceship to the International Space Station. I said, well, look, I mean, I don't have a great deal of experience.
No, you've got a CSC in physics.
I have that.
Yeah.
And I've fixed a 3-bar heater before, you know.
Yeah.
And I know the workings of the code machine.
Yeah.
So it can't be a great deal different.
No.
To that, you know, I say, oh, let's give it a go.
Yeah.
And because all this stuff is, all you got to do is just thumb through a manual for half an hour and press your button when they tell you
before these things,
they all fly themselves.
Yeah, they do fly
themselves. So I just got my feet and I stuck them up on the desk, got a Cuban cigar out, you know, just sat there and started. I just said, listen, Nigel, listen, when you want me to press the button and dock this thing, you just tell me, and I'll do it. Well, I must have missed it by about 6 or 7 meters.
Yeah.
But that's all you need to miss it by for spaceships.
Yeah.
And it went flying off into the, like,
ether.
Yeah, it went off into the ether. But they covered it up, luckily. And I kept my job, you know, because they was in the wrong. I could have sued them.
Yeah, well, look. Let's face it, it's a lucky escape, because would you want to be up in that space station?
No.
Well, would you want to be up there with a load of nerdy scientists, with a load of
strangers?
Yeah,
Get to the end, growing plants, it's international.
Yeah,
I don't speak the language.
It's all going to be a lot of talk about science all day. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm doing experiments.
Germans up there. Like covering their tail, covering their seat with a towel.
You get up in the morning at the space station. You think, oh, I'm going to go and have a look at a planet Earth. No, sorry, it's got a towel on it.
I've been
already.
here since five in the morning. Like,
Ruskies,
you know,
are up there, aren't they?
Yeah, yes,
you know,
out there drinking their vodka.
Yeah. I mean, what a boring situation. Oh, you know, of an evening.
Up there. What do you do at night? Yeah.
Oh, you know,
game of
cards.
I'm going to watch your telly.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean we don't get telly up here? Why not? Yeah. Why don't we get a telly?
And they say, oh, why would you want that? If you can look out the window and see the greatest sight in the world.
You say, well,
literally,
look,
the world spinning.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been looking at that now for half an hour, and it hasn't changed. And I've seen enough of that now. I would like to watch Netflix, you know, or Crime Watch.
You would be up there, you'd be tempted, much as though the miracle of planet Earth spinning below you is.
It's almost worth sticking a scent spreader razzle
on the window just for something else to look at.
Well, okay. Isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. So looking down at the Pyrenees,
you go,
might be safe.
There you go, Ivan.
Look at that, June from Carl Shulman, 34.
That's right. From where I come from, that's pretty much out of this world.
Yeah. But you look down and you can see the peaks of the
the
Himalayas. Yeah, yeah, have a look at these.
Look at her peaks.
Look at her.
June's peaks. Oh, God.
Yeah, no,
Who'd do that? That's disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Mm. But look, you know what? We're going to have to go soon. I'm only hoping that outside our fans of...
Oh, you're so good with them.
Oh, look, they are what made us.
Yeah, you know, but you're so good with them.
Oh,
you, I mean, you
don't
just,
cost nothing, does
no,
it?
No, but you're so good with them.
But those guys out there, the guys out the front there.
Are they great? You know,
great,
I mean, they come at you, they are such good, they are good fans. I mean, they're good fans.
You know, if they
come up to me and they ask me for some money, if I haven't got any money on me, they're generally late.
Yeah, I say, look, guys. Yeah, you know, if I say, I've got no money, or they say, you know, can you spare £5? I say, look, guys, okay, we all enjoy the podcast. Just give me a second.
A little bit of space.
That's all I ask. Yeah. I'm off duty now.
That's right. So one of them came up to me earlier on and said, have you got 30 pigs? I'm trying to get a room for a hostel tonight. And I said, listen, mate. I'm not working now, okay? If I'm working, then fine, we can have this conversation.
I'll sign something.
Yeah, that's right, but I'm not working now.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind, if you could just leave me alone, please. Yeah. You know, and he just went on to the next bloke.
We was at Lidl. North Arrow the other day.
Right.
I go up, the woman that looks at me, she goes, yeah, do you want, how many bags do you want? And whoa, look.
Yeah, no, just give me my
private time. Yeah. I'm not working now. Who's it to, my darling? Who do you want me to sign to?
Well, that's good of you to ask,
well,
though,
look,
you know.
It costs nothing to be polite. Okay, it's an inconvenience for me.
No, because I was in KFC the other day, and I walked up to the counter, and they said to me, what would you like? And I said, guys, I'm not working at the moment, okay? So if you could just back off, please. Yeah. Just respect my space. Yeah. I'll respect your space.
Yeah.
It's not as if I come up to you at work all the time and say, oh, shit, it's that and the other, you know?
You're
driving me mad.
Coming up there, the ticket collector comes on, he goes, no, this ticket's only for up to zone two. You've gone out. Hey, mate, look okay.
Yeah, okay.
Look, thank you. I appreciate your support. Yeah,
it's really nice.
I'll sign it. Yeah, fine, whatever. But you've embarrassed me in front of my wife. Okay, we all enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
Fine. Speak to my agent. I'll send you a photo.
And
he went, are you going to pay the excess fare? Whoa.
That's enough. I've made myself very clear.
Thank you for your support. Yeah. He said, I'll have to remove you at Harrow on the Hill Station. Whoa.
Okay.
You've embarrassed.
Enough.
That's enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, luckily someone came to my defence and said, leave him alone.
Yeah, no, because the other night I was outside the bookies. And I had a bad day in the bookies,
you know.
You're only a human being, and it was about 10:30, and I was a bit pissed up. And that was my bad for getting in that situation, put myself in that situation. And I got a fire extinguisher, and I chucked it through the bookies window, smash.
Yeah.
And this cop comes up to me, right, and he says, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, listen... Okay, look, guys, listen, would you please back off and get, you know, I'm not at work now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not a piece of meat.
I'm not public property.
Property.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he sort of grabbed hold of my arm and he started assaulting me. And I said, listen, this is going too far.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind signing a few things, you know.
Yeah,
this is common assault now.
Yeah, that's
And then he shoved me in the car, you know, head first, and I thought, I'm in trouble here. I'm being kidnapped now.
Yeah.
We've got a Baden-Meinhof situation going on.
But this is the perils of being a public figure.
If you're in the public eye.
People do that, don't they?
Well, they think they own you,
Barry.
You're public property.
I mean, when we bought our house in Watford.
Yeah.
Okay, it goes to all the solicitors and all that, a lot of big money, and I was 25 grand short.
Okay.
And they got in touch, and they come round, there's a big fella at the door, is going, look, you've moved in, you've exchanged, we completed, some money hasn't come through.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, whoa, this is my time, this is my private time.
Yeah.
He said, we're homeless now. We've got nothing. You've absolutely destroyed. I went, look.
Listen, mate,
I will sign something.
Whatever you want me to.
Great.
Stick it on eBay if you want.
Stick it on, do whatever you like.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. A lot of these people.
But, you know.
Oh,
dear, oh, dear.
Well, Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year.
And we hope 2016 brings you all the luck in the world.
Can I just say before we go, that I have got coming out for this year, got high hope for this year, my new Mills and Boone romance.
Your one's out this year.
Yes, because I know you gave me the tip off, didn't you?
I done one last year. That's right.
You've done that romantic novel.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, tell them, because that's told very well.
Well, no, it was very good, but you've got to capture people's imaginations, you know.
You can't be too explicit.
No, you can't, but you've got to just give them a flavour, fruity flavour of what might be in there.
Can you read a bit of this one?
Yeah, well, my one was called The Girl on the Bog.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, a little, like, mysterious and, you know, not revealing too much. It's like peeking through the curtains, you know what I mean?
People say a little bit sexist, that sort of thing, but
it's not, like, dirty, you know.
What can you read? Read us a spicy chapter.
Okay, okay. The girl was sat on the bog and she had her trousers... Trousers around her knees.
Oh, yeah.
But she still had her pants on. She was picking the hair out of the top of her thigh with tweezers because she had an ingrown hair. Something had gone on the day before when she was in the gym and something had rubbed on something. Anyway.
It rubbed her leg.
Anyway, she had some sort of, like, growth.
Ingrown hair
on her thigh. Oh. Anyway, she sat on the bog and she got her tweezers and she had trousers round her knees and she picked at this hair and then this, all this pus come out and it goes down her leg and then her bloke calls from the kitchen, "Hello, Julia, do you want a cup of tea?" And she says, "Okay, thank you, I'm coming out now." And then she puts her tweezers away and then she pulls up her trousers and then goes out and sees Jamie and they have a cup of tea and watch Pointless.
It's not what it used to be, Mills.
No, it's not. It's more. It's very much more kitchen sink now.
Okay. Well, yeah. I've gone for a slightly more romantic thing.
Oh.
I've called it, it's almost a secret for the mayoress.
Oh, I see. You know, yeah,
and
I know.
It's a role reversal. It was a summer's night.
Good.
Julia called it the same name, funny enough. Julia was in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
The curtains was blowing in the wind. But what was this? Someone outside calling up to her in her room.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. She's in a council block.
She was in a council block. You're reading over my shoulder.
No, yeah,
she was in a council block.
Yeah.
Who could it be down there, she wondered.
15 floors below.
What, 15 floors below? Yeah. Who was it, this mysterious stranger, who kept coming and serenading her night after night after night?
Oh, I don't know, who is it?
She pulled open the curtains. She was clad in just a chiffon nightie.
Oh, gorgeous.
Her tits and that could be seen in the street lamps of a Carshalton suburban street.
Oh, yeah. Sodium yellow. Yeah.
Against her nips. Ooh, what can I do for you, young man? You have parked illegally, said the voice from down there.
All right. Yeah.
She come downstairs and invited him up. It's back to bottom and that, which they seem to like nowadays, and they got it together.
Oh,
and that's sort of how it ends.
Lovely. So you've read the end of it?
That was sort of the end of it. I thought I'd cut to the chase. And that was called A Secret for the Mayoress.
Ooh, very nice. Very that's available.
That's available by Mills and Boone. And will be available at W.H. Smith's, John Lewis,
Amazon's,
and all good branches of Millets. So, please help yourselves, because what do sales make? Money. Yeah.
Well, that's what we need.
And we're going to continue with more romantic stories next time.
Oh, yeah. And we hope you join us.
Oh, join us again.
We hope you
Happy
join
New
us.
Year, thanks, and bye. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production served to you in association with Why Not Think People.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.